everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 7-11 Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, happy Wednesday. Oh, I gotta stretch it out. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
Think I'll be playing golf today or what?
It doesn't look too bad. I mean, it's nice out right now, actually. That mugginess kind of broke up, so we'll see.
During that little break there, I just went and stepped outside because I wanted to feel that thick air to see what it was going to be like, and I don't know. One side of the sky looks pretty wicked witches.
One thing I can say for certain is that I don't care if you play golf or not.
Well, you know what? You do the weather. That's why I was trying to lead you into it. So
yeah, I'm not doing it now. We're just going to do a morning dump, and you'll just have to guess.
Look at my phone anyway.
Yeah, look at your phone, you jerk.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
We know you don't care about my golf because you haven't golfed yet this year, period.
I don't want to beat you.
Played once. You had all the COVID. No, I guess they did cancel golf courses.
Sorry,
for a while.
I've been busy working. Don't have time to horse around like you.
So no.
You should try.
You can't say you've been busy working when you've been napping.
That four-letter word you don't like.
Yeah. What? Shut up.
Hey, I'm going to golf with you eventually. Just give it time.
No, you won't. You're never going to golf with me ever.
Yeah.
And it's because you're cleaning your garage and your gutters.
I'm a busy man.
You always look tired after you. It looks like you've been napping or something.
I'm a busy guy. I'm a busy, busy man. Anyway, as always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, it seems there's a battle of the sexes when it comes to wearing masks. Namely, women wear them and men don't, according to a new study from researchers in the UK and California. Men are much less likely to wear masks than women, even though they're more susceptible to COVID-19. Why? Well, it seems men view wearing a mask as less manly and even a sign of weakness. Okay.
All right, so here's my stance on this, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to lay it out here lightly.
Yep.
Yes, I think you should wear the mask. I think it's respectful. I think it just kind of shows that, you know what, I'm aware of the situation. I know what's going on, and I am taking a step forward to make this problem better so we can all move along and just get this over with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, wear the mask. I think you should. I think everybody should. You're going to ask me, though, you think that mask is really preventing? You think that mask is doing much? No, I honestly, I don't think it is. I don't think it's doing much.
Here's where I'm at. If it makes a 1% difference, I have no problem doing it. I wear my mask when I go to the grocery store, everything like that, just because I'd throw it on. It was recommended, and yeah, I'm not going to sit there and pretend to know all the rules of it, but if a store says you have to have a mask to be in here, I'm going to throw the mask on. I don't care, you know? I don't wear it all the time. If there's certain places, I'm popping in quick, but I had this conversation with my mom the other day because, you know, both my mom and dad are in their 60s. You know, they're more susceptible to it. They're at higher risk, and it's like if for anybody it makes a 1% difference, if that's all it is, then what the hell is it hurting? You know,
right.
I remember standing in a store and I heard this guy cough, like it heard this loud, and I was like, what the hell was that? Oh, I hope that guy's okay. Well, I come back up to check out, and there was two employees there standing by the door while I was checking out. I had my mask on, and they were talking about it, and they said, oh, yeah, this guy came in here, and you know, and I overheard him. And apparently, they told the guy, hey, sorry, you can't come in here. It just store policy, you have to have a mask on. So the guy's response to that was to stand in the doorway all pissy and then cough exuberantly into the store. That was his reaction to that of a toddler. You know what I mean? No, like, it's just, don't be a jerk.
Another rear naked choke situation. Yeah.
So anyway, guys, just remember, superheroes wear masks. Just keep that in mind. I mean, Batman is kind of doing it wrong because he doesn't have his mouth covered.
I'm Batman.
I don't need a mask.
He's got the mask on the wrong part of his face.
I don't have to cover my mouth because I'm Batman. I don't get COVID.
And I think the people that think that you put on the mask and then you're just 100% fine, taking no other precautions. Just, hey, I got a mask on. There's no way. It's like a shield around my body. You know, so just be smart about it, you know?
Yeah.
Understand the situation.
Yeah. Just don't be a jerk. Don't be a friggin' jerk. It's that simple. I remember, too, like when all this kind of started, this was probably like 3 weeks into it. I was at line at a gas station, and there was a guy next to me, and I had my mask on, and he leans over and he's like, man, I wish everyone would know the truth about this COVID stuff. And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm going to trust you, a guy in a cutoff shirt at a gas station over this. You know what? Just keep it to yourself.
No, he's not. That guy's been waiting all day to say that to somebody.
Just to somebody, and I happen to be the victim right there.
Yep.
Man, I wish people would know the truth about this. It's like, okay, thanks. Do you have a degree in viral sciences, you know, in pandemics? I don't think so. Just get your can of chew and get out of here.
He's got a conspiracy caveman he goes to, and he just knows all the secrets.
He's
getting all the direct information from the source itself.
Anyway, people are crazy.
God.
Lastly, the first trailer for Bill and Ted Face the Music hit the internet yesterday. The movie, which reunites Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter for the third installment in the series, opens August 21st. The first flick, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, was released in 1989. The sequel, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, came out in 91. I'm not going to lie. I watched the trailer. It doesn't look that good. I hate to say it, but it looks kind of meh.
I haven't seen the first one in its entirety. I've seen clips. And it was on TV the other day, and I saw a little bit of it.
Whoa, time out. You've never seen the full Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I haven't.
What?
I haven't. What?
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what is wrong with me? Is it really that fantastic of a movie?
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. It's got George Carlin in it, for God's sakes.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh, God, there's days when I don't think I enjoy being your friend when you say things like that.
What?
How?
I'm not ripping on it. I'm just saying, does it stack up to the all-time greats, Brock?
Absolutely it does. Absolutely.
All right. Maybe I'll have to watch it then, because I saw clips. I saw clips of it, and I'm like, I think the clips are as much as I want to see. I think I'm good. I'm good.
Clips just scratch the surface, and then Bogus Journey is just as good, man. But I think they waited too long. No.
New one doesn't look as good, huh?
No, they waited too long. Well, if you think about it, the last one came out in 1991. I mean, that's almost 20 years ago, you know? No, wait. Yeah. 30 years ago. Cripes.
So what are they trying to do? Are they trying to mimic exactly how the first one was?
Yeah, you got to watch the trailer. I mean, you may be a little bit lost with some of the references that they're making, but I'll be honest, I think they waited too long. I mean, I think it's cool that they did it, and I'm going to watch it, but judging from the trailer, I'm like, ugh, it took way too long. If there maybe would have been a third one before this that wasn't that good, and now they made a fourth one to redeem it, but it's in the same vein of the Dumb and Dumber movie, the one that they made not too long ago. It's in the same vein of Anchorman. It's just, I think they waited far too long.
Is it one of those things, like, it's how it was filmed, just like the cameras and the way the essence of the early 90s. Like, you can't duplicate that. You can't replicate. You can't replicate Billy Madison today. If you had Billy Madison again, it wouldn't look the same.
No.
You know?
Yeah, I just said, we'll see. I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but right now the cover is kind of so we'll wait and see. But anyway, there you go. That's your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. The more